Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We are just beginning a journey through some chapters in 1 Corinthians, and we're now on to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 through to verse 23. And this episode is entitled All Things to All People. We pray together. Lord, we praise you, we worship you for your word. We thank you that you are with us by the Holy Spirit. As we continue in a journey through 1 Corinthians, we thank you that we are also on a journey of discipleship through life, seeking to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, seeking to follow the Lord Jesus wherever he leads until we reach journey's end. Thank you for the joy of following your Son. Give us new insight today. Give us wisdom and strength. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and beginning at verse 15, and reading through to verse 23. Paul is talking about rights and responsibilities. And he says this: But I have not used any of my rights, and I am not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. Though I am free and belong to no one, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Well, there's a famous phrase in that reading, verse 22. In older versions, it's all things to all men. And in the version that I've read through today, it's all things to all people. And it's there that we're going to focus today. Paul is so passionate about the gospel. And so when he is among Jewish people, he accommodates to that and he lives as a Jewish person. When he is among Gentiles, non-Jews, again he accommodates to that. He is a servant of the gospel first and foremost. He's rather like a cross-cultural missionary who goes to a different culture, a different country, and he adapts the customs, the language, the dress, and to a degree the way of life of the people that he's working among. And that doesn't just mean that he blends in or that cross-cultural missionaries blend in. They are distinctive, but it's a gospel distinctiveness. And of course, this is what our Lord Jesus did. He became weak to win the weak. He came down to us, and the Son of God lived in a particular culture, a time and a place. He limited himself in order to be the Saviour of the world in order to show us the full extent of his love. And so we have not just the example of the Apostle Paul, not just the example of cross-cultural missionaries, but the example of our Lord Jesus himself. What about you in your context? What does this mean in your place of work, in your neighbourhood? Do you love people enough to seek to understand them, to try and stand in their shoes, to be alongside them? Do you want to reach out to friends and neighbours and colleagues? May we reflect on this phrase, all things to all people. Do we love people enough to become like that in order that we might win some for Christ? In our time of prayer today, we're going to reflect together on what this might mean. And as we have done on a regular basis throughout these reflections, we're just going to hold two or three people before the Lord in prayer, people who we know really need to know the love of God. So let's pause and let's pray. And let's lift our friends and neighbours and colleagues to the Lord. Just encourage you to think of three people, people that you love, people that you'd like to love more, people that you want to hold before the Lord, people that you long for them to come and know the Lord Jesus as Saviour. Lord, we hold these friends before you, and very simply we pray that you would work in their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit, showing them their need of you and showing them how wonderfully you can meet their need, the riches that are in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we pray for you to be at work, we recognise the honour that you use us to reach out in our families, in our places of work, and in our neighbourhoods. We pray that you would help us to be good witnesses, and specifically today we ask that you would help us to be all things to all people. Help us to understand and appreciate what this means. Thank you for the way that the Apostle Paul was willing to adopt culture and customs and to a degree lifestyle in order to connect with those that he ministered among. Help us to be willing to do the same. But thank you also that the Apostle Paul had a wonderful, glorious gospel distinctiveness. Lord, may we as people, may we as gospel communities be like embodied question marks, incarnational, living among the people, sharing their lives, but also having that saltiness, that distinctiveness, that difference that is wonderfully attractive to those in whom God is working. So, Lord, work by the power of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.